This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, welcome back to Trivia Friday, also known as Learning University. We got 24 and a half more minutes of edumacation. Ed, you haven't told our listeners and students in a while what our mission statement is or what our charter is. Would you share that?
Absolutely. Trivia Friday, folks, exists to make our students smarter,
betterer,
and awesomer.
And awesomer.
That's what we do. I think we achieve those three goals.
Three words.
Yep.
And we've had a lot of changes at our university. We're starting a volleyball team. Tryouts are tomorrow at Ed Vitagliano's house. Ed, give your address for people that are interested in being a part of the Learning University volleyball team.
Yeah, no.
It's an online volleyball team. Let's just do that. Let's have a virtual volleyball.
We play our games on Zoom. So, sign up. Zoom, we'll get that volleyball
we'll
game
get that
started.
Application out yeah. to you.
Right. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Oklahoma, and Levi is on the air with us. Levi is 13 years old. Levi, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Levi, where do you live in Oklahoma?
A small town called Harmon.
A small town called Harmon, which is near where? What's a bigger town?
Woodward.
No, you're going to have to keep going.
Out like Oklahoma City, Norman. Which way are we going?
Oak City. He said Oak City.
There we go.
Oklahoma City.
A small town named Norman. Wasn't that a Hallmark movie during Christmas?
If it's not, it should be.
Tell you exactly what it was about. you want the storyline?
Okay. This big city girl moves back to her hometown.
Right.
Searching for herself.
Finds a farmer who looks like Brad Pitt.
And they went to high school together.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Levi, ask, answer, or do both?
Answer.
Oh, okay. Which one you want to try to answer?
The sound language gorilla.
Oh, okay. Here's the question, Levi. In the 1960s, Francine Patterson taught a gorilla a sign language vocabulary of over 1,000 words. What was the gorilla's name?
Coco.
Coco. That is correct. Also went on to create a brand of chocolate cereal that was very popular called Coco Krispies.
And that's what she's remembered for?
No, I'm just kidding about that last part. You could tell by how funny it was.
All right, Levi, how did you know this?
I just kind of knew it.
Yeah, that's good.
So this is not fable. This is true.
No, this is true. Yeah, there were people after the gorilla learned 1,000 words. He actually started doing taxes for people because he made the transition. They said, well, if we can teach you how to talk and communicate, how hard is it to learn to do people's taxes? Just go with
today. That's known as TurboTax.
That's what they sold it to the TurboTax people. And then, and then he took that money and got a beach now named after him, Cocoa Beach there in Florida.
Then Letitia James went after him and he was never been heard from again.
That's true.
Hey, Levi, how did nicely we end up done. Here? What is your question for us, Levi?
I don't think he has one.
I was just here to answer.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Yeah,
and
thank you, Levi.
You and your family for listening in Oklahoma.
All right, so I think JJ and I were talking about this movie that you're unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
But I think that movie was about this lady. Was that?
It may have been. Yeah, Gorilla.
Gorillas in the midst.
She went and lived among them.
Wasn't that Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, that's a different story. That's about
I don't think it ended well for her.
No, I think maybe it didn't. I don't.
Yeah.
But it's a different gorilla.
Oh, different.
It's a different gorilla story.
Well, this lady, Sigourney Weaver's character, taught Spanish to the gorilla.
I think
the lady you're talking about taught it in
sign language,
in
English, Spanish.
Yes,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a difference.
I do.
And here's the deal. You are making me remember when I called the Christian bookstore and I was looking for the Bible in large print on cassette tape. You get a little confusing when you start trying to teach gorillas sign language in Spanish.
All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Ohio, and Charles is on the line. Charles is in charge. Welcome to Trivia Friday, Charles.
Okay, thank you. All right, we go to Ohio.
All right, Charles, you may want to turn your radio down so we don't get that feedback. It's a little confusing for you and for us. You there?
Can you hear me?
I can. We can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you, Charles.
Where do you live in Ohio, Charles?
All right. I live in Circleville, south of Columbus.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Yep.
Go. All right.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Charles?
Do both.
All right.
I wanted to answer the one about baseball.
Here's the question, Charles. What is the official brand of baseballs in the major league?
Rawlings.
Nice. Rawlings. Done.
Rawlings. I was going to say Spalding or Rawlings. I don't even know if Spalding is around anymore.
Well, see, and I was wondering, Wilson, Spalding. I was trying to picture what was on a glove, baseball glove. Or
Rawlings
baseball.
Still make gloves.
Yeah.
Know that.
Look
what Wilson does, too.
Look what a corner they have. The official baseball for all the major league games, and they are the only one that they're doing that. That's pretty impressive. Hey, nicely done. Charles, did you know that, or did you just guess?
On that, well, I played ball when I was young, and that was about the only ball we played with was Rawlings.
Yeah, so well, that's good.
I figured that was the answer.
That's some good deduction. Hey, what's your question for us, sir?
Do you know what brand a cowboy hat Burt Reynolds wore in Smokey and the Bandit?
The only brand I know is Stetson. So while these guys are deciding, I'm going to say Stetson.
I have no idea. I know his belt was from JCPenney. That was the brand of belt he wore, but I don't know the hat.
I'm just going to shot in the dark. I'm going to say Kraft. Because they make some good mac and cheese.
Why can't they
make cowboy hats?
I'm going to go with Stetson. That's the only hat brand I know. What's the answer,
Charles? Two Stetson Kraft.
Yeah.
The answer is RCA.
Well, wait a minute. They made record players.
RCA? RCA, you mean the ones that made phonographs and record players and televisions?
Victrolas?
No, not the same company, but it's just the company, the hat company. RCA was what it's called.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's some good trivia.
RCA hats? Is that what they're called?
All right. Well, Charles, buddy. Keep the shiny side up, the rusty
what
side
down. What was
that?
In what movie?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Charles. Have a great weekend.
They also make a pretty good soda pop at RCA. RCA
so
Cola.
Don't let people here in the South hear you saying soda pop, Ed. Please don't do that. That's fingernails on the chalkboard.
There's something called Silver Mist RCA cowboy hats.
Yeah. Huh. All right.
Yeah. All right. What is an RCA cowboy hat? Anyway.
You wouldn't have been able to have done that if your phone was still laying on your desk
true.
In your office.
You're exactly right, Jay. I did. And I told you I got my phone
right
back.
Yeah.
Several
times.
Yeah.
All right. PTSD is a terrible thing.
Well, so is RCA.
Yes.
So let's do this.
Okay.
Let's repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered. We need to bring the word heretofore back to America. We're losing our country.
Okay.
And heretofore is one of the words you don't hear anymore. Am I right?
That is true. Under ordinary circumstances.
So if we don't get that back, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, our lexicon's going to be shot. I mean, it's the truth of it right there.
So heretofore is an important word.
Yes.
Now, we want to repeat our questions for the last time.
For the last time. Yeah. All right, I have one question remaining. How many New Testament epistles were written by the Apostle Peter? That's all I've got.
I've got one, but I may add an easy one just so we'll have a good selection. How many sides does a trapezoid have? How many sides does a trapezoid have? And I'll add one. What is the one-eyed giant of
Greek mythology. What's the name of that one-eyed giant of Greek mythology?
And he made a great line of canned vegetables.
Did he really?
Yeah, no. That was just excellent. Great.
So the how many sides does
there's a trapezoid? Then you have to decide: is that animal, mineral, or vegetable?
I was going to say with a. It'd be hard to flip that dinosaur around to find out exactly how many sides it has. I mean, I don't know who's going to measure this thing. Huh?
Yeah. And he'd high-five you, but those little arms are so tiny. No. Couldn't hardly high-five you.
With alligator arms. With that trapezoid.
Alligator arm.
All right. So.
Your questions, Tim.
Yes, sir. My questions are as follows. I have two. One is, and this hasn't been answered, and it's very disappointing. Very disappointing that our listeners, our students, have not been able to answer this one yet.
You know, sometimes they're just not putting in the work. Well, not putting in the effort.
Look how long it's taken us to get a volleyball team.
That's right.
Well, you know, what did our parents all tell us when we were growing up? The reason you didn't do better than you did was because you didn't what?
Try your best. Work
try yourself
hard.
Or... apply yourself.
Apply yourself.
Oh, that's right. Apply yourself.
Remember that one?
Yeah, I do remember that
I wasn't listening when they were talking.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to keep all those straight because I've tried to do that stop, drop, and roll in a bunch of different circumstances. I don't think this was the time I was supposed to do it.
Yeah, you weren't applying yourself, obviously.
But I was trying at least to remember some of those things my grandparents and parents taught me. But sometimes it can be very awkward and a little bit embarrassing.
I found my phone, by the way.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Got my phone.
We're very happy for you, Tim.
All right. So what are the states that border Colorado? If you can answer that without looking it up, then I'm going to send you an AFR stainless steel travel mug free.
Right here in the nick of time. Right here like a photo finish.
Right.
Yes.
Also, what major event in U.S. history took place in the year 1870 that changed the geography of our country in a great and mighty way?
1870.
And it wasn't the Louisiana Purchase. This is something else, but this changed. This was a big game changer for, and I say big, for the U.S., that, 1870.
Louisiana Purchase guess, that was a really good guess,
yes.
As you noted.
All right, we go to North Carolina, and Mary is on the line. Mary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much. I'm enjoying listening to you.
Thank you, Mary. Where do you live in North Carolina?
In Fayetteville.
Okay, wonderful.
Hey, Mary, I don't know if you're a basketball fan. I've kind of lost track, but boy, the Tar Heels, you guys show up over and over and over again. Sweet 16, often down to the Final Four. How's North Carolina doing?
They're doing pretty good.
Okay. I know you got a good chance because you're always there, like Kansas and Kentucky and other powerhouses.
We're just great fighters.
There you go.
Just great fighters.
Good attitude.
Yep.
Hey, ask, answer, or do both, dear.
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
All right, I'm one of the geography.
Okay.
What
major event in U.S. history took place in 1870, Mary, that changed the geography of the U.S. in a great way? What happened?
It was an earthquake, and it changed the direction of the Mississippi River.
That also is a good guess.
I'll be dog.
That was the Madrid.
There's the deal.
Madrid fault. Yeah.
When that thing happened, it changed my homeowner's insurance. It spiked way up because that new Madrid goes right between my kitchen and my living room. And they said, we can give you coverage, but it's either going to be us or Lloyd's of London. You ain't going to like his premium price.
Right between your, what'd you say, between your kitchen?
Right between your kitchen and living room is where that new Madrid, you can look down on a real sunny day and see some of the dust coming up from that thing.
But if it's sunny in your house,
that's
you got problems
problem.
On the roof.
Hey, Mary, what's your question for us?
All right. In having a jar of honey, what instrument should you never remove the honey with? And why?
Wait a minute.
Okay, don't say anything. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. Isn't it like a silver spoon or something? Anything stainless? Isn't it?
Now, why would that be? Like,
I don't know.
Bad luck or make the bees mad? What are we talking about exactly?
No, she's talking about like a jar of honey. There's some kind of reaction.
I think I remember there's some kind of chemical reaction.
Now, Mary, are you talking about getting it out of the mason jar or getting it out of the hive or the comb?
Any of it.
Huh.
Any of it.
Well, I think, you know, I see where they have a little wooden, not just a wooden spoon, but a little wooden round spoon with little slats in it. So let's go with silver. Stainless, I mean, let's go with the.
I have honey allergies, so I wouldn't know.
Do you really?
I don't know.
You're too scared to try.
I think I do.
I should never ask him. Do you really?
Hey, let's go with what you said, sterling silver or whatever.
Yeah, that's just rattling around in my head somewhere.
I'm going to go with Ed.
All right, it's metal. You do not use metal in getting your honey because it destroys, there's a reaction, and it destroys the enzymes in the honey.
Well, that explains
what it destroys the enzymes in what?
In the honey.
In the honey.
That's the only way up and get
out. What happens next?
Well,
same thing that always happens when you destroy enzymes.
I want to know what I'm asking is if the enzymes are destroyed in the honey and I put it on my biscuit, how do I know what the effects are?
You voided
it out.
You
won't know it, but the honey will.
Yeah, you won't know
You won't know it, but the honey will, and it just won't have the benefits it would have had.
Oh, so I will be disappointed.
You won't know
it. No, you won't get the health benefits
right.
that you normally get from honey, which is, I'm sure, the reason why you're eating it.
Yeah.
For the
health
benefits.
Hey, that's good. Yeah. Mary, thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Hey, I'm gonna
good
remember
question.
That. That's how I get mine out of there with a spoon and I'll put it on peanut butter or whatever.
So you just negated all the health benefits from that honey.
Yeah.
Just by that one act.
And all those bees that work so hard.
Yes.
Yeah. It's disappointing.
All right, Mary. Have
great
a great
question,
weekend.
Mary. All right. I'd say we go back to Texas, guys.
Let's
I know we've been there
Texas
an awful lot.
Been representing.
And we have Andrew on the line, and Andrew's 11 years old. We've had a lot of young people calling in today. Andrew, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Andrew, where do you live in Texas?
About 45 minutes out of Dallas.
Wow.
Toward Greenville or Denton or where?
Sherman.
Sherman, okay. Where the tanks are made.
Where the Sherman tanks
don't know
made.
That. Yeah. Andrew, ask, answer, or both, buddy?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The trapezoid one.
Oh, good. Here's the question. How many sides does a trapezoid have?
Four.
You're exactly right. Did you guys know that?
No, I'll be honest. I couldn't remember my geometry.
Yeah. Hey, way to go, buddy. Well, what's your question for us?
How many Diary of a Wimpy Kids are there? Books.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
I don't know. That's a pretty good sized series.
What?
Give us
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And they made two or three movies out of them. It's like a kid in seventh or eighth grade.
I'm becoming my parents. Here because I don't have any, and I have a lot of grandchildren. I don't have a clue what y'all are talking about.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
I know a bride. There's a movie with about a bride diary or something like that, wasn't there?
Oh, Bridget something's diary.
No, it was. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm gonna guess.
Hathaway?
Up.
Is that her name? Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway.
It was a movie about a bride or something?
No, Anne Hathaway came over on the Mayflower. Her and John Smith.
Princess Diaries. You're thinking about Princess Diaries?
Anne Hathaway. Yeah. Well, yeah. What did I get wrong about that?
You said something about a bride.
A bride. Oh, it's Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries.
Yeah. Anyway, I think she's...
Hey, gonna... what about it? What were you going to say?
I'm going to guess 13 books,
Baker's
Andrew.
Dozen, Andrew.
It's actually 16.
16?
Wow, that's
16
a lot of
those books
out
wow.
there.
What? Why does it got that name? That sounds like an awkward name.
Yeah, because it's an awkward age and an awkward
right.
time to be in middle school. And
so
they,
Wimpy is in the title?
Yes. They sort of...
Wimpy's a derogatory...
Well, they identified with the kids.
That's triggered people right there. You call them a wimp.
Well, it's a kid who's picked on, I think. Andrew, have you read the books?
All of them.
Yeah. Okay, I've seen I've seen like a movie. I haven't read any of the books.
Explain it to Tim. What's the gist of it?
Give me the 30-second version.
It's about a kid who thinks he's really popular, but he's really not.
That was me.
I was going to say, you beat me to it. That's I thought I was cool. And
didn't get invited to the parties after that.
I didn't.
All right. So anyway, good.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend. Thank you and your family for listening to AFR there in Texas.
And I would just say to all our listeners, don't go pulling your trapezoid this weekend.
Yes.
Working in the yard.
Yes, that's
working in the yard. Look, springtime, you get out
and,
there.
You know, it's for legal reasons, with Tim saying that, we're not medical doctors, and this is not medical advice that we're giving unsolicited. But it really, you know, we're looking out for you. Do not pull your trapezoid.
No, not this weekend. Off to a bad start.
It hurts if you're trying to lift too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're sitting around the trapezoid.
You're trying to recover from a knee replacement.
And you pop
don't say we didn't warn you.
Right. Then you pop your loin.
Yeah, you don't gird up your loins just right when you're trying to get on that zero turn lawnmower.
You hear them pop. You got problems.
All right, do we have time for one more question?
I think so.
You think so? Okay, we're going to go to Arkansas. Alan, welcome to Trivia Friday, but we are right against the clock, brother, so you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll just ask y'all one. Want to comment on JJ's trapezoid?
Okay.
That's inappropriate.
And what is it?
I tried to trap one, but it was not fun.
You tried to trap one. Hey, that's well played.
Yeah, if they're in a nasty mood, they'll bite.
That's right. You just think a badger's tough. You get one of those trapezoids up in the corner, and it's Katie Barr's
yard. They'll tear it up, sure enough.
Yes.
All right, Alan, what do you want to do, brother? You want to ask, answer, do both?
With your life.
One more.
All right.
We're just going to ask you one, and a couple weeks ago, y'all had a guy on there from Tallahassee, Oklahoma. Here's the question. Did you see what Sally saw and Sally seen what Sally saw and Sally saw?
We do not have an interpreter here.
What we have here, Alan, is a failure to communicate.
Hey, Alan, you made a smile.
There is.
Huh?
We got it. Alan, we absolutely have to go. I am so sorry.
Thank you for listening to AFR. It was a nice little riddle and a tongue twister.
Sorry about that. We had to rush you off there, brother.
All right. How many New Testament epistles were written by the Apostle Peter? You guys know?
Two.
Two. That's it.
What is the one-eyed giant of Greek mythology?
The Cyclops.
Yes. Tim, what's your Colorado? How many states border Colorado? All of them?
I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I'm trying to regain my composure.
Well, at least you found your phone. So.
Yeah, there's phone. That. Did I let y'all know that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. There are seven states that border Colorado.
Really?
What?
Seven?
Yeah, go.
Nevada?
Utah? Kansas.
Nevada. No, Nevada ain't on there.
I didn't say that. That was it.
That
here
was
we
really,
go. Colorado.
Here, Utah,
Kansas. Go.
Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Wyoming.
Wow. All
seven
Colorado?
States.
Colorado. Okay.
What'd you give them?
He said credit? Nevada.
I'm sorry. I was trying to work the word
corner
trapezoid into the.
What major event in U.S. history took place in 1870 that dynamically change the geography of our country.
Purchase of Alaska.
Yes, sir. From?
The Russians. Russia.
Yes, Vladimir Putin sold it to us.
For some Indian beads.
In 1870.
$24.
$24 worth of Indian beads.
And they've been trying to influence our elections ever since.
We bought Alaska from the Russians in 1870. Have a great weekend, everybody.